of the Holy Spirit. Let's all stand if you are not standing. Stand if you are not standing. Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal something that you don't know, something that you need to know. Holy Spirit, come to my life. Reveal to me what I need to know. Jesus, thank you for the blessing of today. Father, thank you for the blessing you've given to us. We pray for the spirit of revelation and wisdom. We ask that you speak to our hearts. Show us. We thank you. Thank you for the work that you've given us, the work of ministry. We thank you that you are calling us, anointing us to serve you. Thank you that you are anointing everyone here to live for you, to follow you. We are grateful in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
I'm looking for someone that I can send, someone to sacrifice his life, his dreams, his goals. I'm looking for someone who loves me so. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I'm the one you called to serve. I'm the one you've been speaking to. I'm the one you gave those dreams to. They never went away. I would follow you, my Lord. There'll be no more holding back. I'm saying here and now, send me.
Are you saying that? Are you saying, send me, Lord?
Oh, Lord. I'm looking for a man that I can use. I'm looking for someone who thinks of others. And I'm looking for a man who will go all out you're looking for. Lord, I know it's hard to find someone who wants to go, someone who wants to serve you and lay down his life. Lord, I know there's such a need in this lost and dying world. It's time for me to say, here I am, oh Lord, here I am. There was a time I ran away from you, Lord. I did not want to hear about the call of God. Like Jonah, I was running far from you. Hello, I'm the one you're looking for. I surrender all my life. I accept the call of God. I'll go as far as you send me, to the end of the world. Oh Lord, you've won my heart.
You won my heart.
There's nowhere else to go, and there's no one else to work for but you, Lord. No one else but you, Lord. Oh, you're looking for. I surrender all my life. I accept the call of God. I will go as far as you send me, to the ends of the world. Oh Lord, you've won my heart. There is nowhere else to go. There's no one else to work but you, Lord. No one else but you, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. But you, Lord.
Ah. Is it a beautiful song? What a beautiful song. Now, we are going to look at the right reasons for your full-time ministry. Number one, you must enter full-time ministry because, or you must give yourself wholly because you love God. All right? The greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. So the greatest motivation is love. Amen. And that's why Jesus said, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? If you love me, feed my sheep. Amen. If you love me, feed my sheep. All right? So, what God is telling us is that the greatest motivation is to love God. So you can be in full-time ministry because you love God. Now, you can be with somebody in the church, but when you love the person to a certain level, you want to be a full-time friend, isn't it? Which is equal to a wife or a husband. True or not true? True. Now, there are many possible reasons for getting married. All right? So now, the second reason for full-time ministry is because you fear God. Paul said, "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Woe is me if I preach not. So woe to me if I don't preach. So you can decide, I'm preaching because I'm scared what's going to happen to me if I don't preach. I'm scared what's going to happen to me if I don't preach. Many years ago, I went to visit Bishop Saki when he was a student. And I was also a student. I went to look for his room. I didn't know him. Well, then my friend, who's now my wife, she knew the way. And so I went with her. And when we got to this room, we're looking. The room, the doors were painted blue. Blue, 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 blue. And white wall. Blue, 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 blue. And then we got to this door. And there was a sign. Woe is me if it's not the gospel. When I saw, I said, this must be his room. This must be his room. But we were not sure which of the doors it was. But when we saw this verse, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I said, this must be, it sounds like his room. So that can be a motivation. Maybe that's the reason why Bishop Saki is in full-time ministry, because of fear. I don't know. Maybe he's afraid of God because that verse was on his door. It's possible, but a higher motivation is love. How many would like to marry somebody because she's afraid she wouldn't get anybody else? Well, I married you because I was afraid. Woe is me if I don't marry you. I don't know who else I'm going to get. I don't really like you, but woe is me if I don't marry you. And you take a last minute decision and say, you know what? I'll take you like that. Because I'm scared of, I don't know what's going to happen if I miss this boat. I'll manage. Wow. How many would like to marry somebody who is longing for you? Brothers, how many brothers would like to marry somebody who is longing for you? Only four. One, two, three, four. The rest of you, we don't want somebody who is longing for you. Huh? You already got married. No, I don't mean, I assume that you are now going to get married. But why do I have to explain so much? Assume that you are going to get, I don't think, is it the right thing? Where's the water? Please bring the water. I don't know why I have to explain. I have to explain what it means when I say, would you like to marry somebody who is longing for you? Is it right? I don't think it's the right thing. Fire the man! Okay. All right. Now, how many would like to marry somebody who is longing for you? What about the this side? How many would like to marry somebody who is longing for you? Somebody who is dying for you? Hey! How about somebody who is afraid of you? Now, that's why it's better to marry when you are younger and you don't have so much. Because when you become rich, successful, powerful. You never know why somebody wants to marry you. Shh. You see a grandfather-like person with a small girl. And she'll say, oh, I love you, honey. But you can sort of have a little niggly feeling that it's not so much of that. Yes. True or not true? God is looking for lovers. People who love him so much that they want to be in his house. What did David say? One thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Is one it? Thing have I desired, forever, that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
Wow.
To inquire in his temple all the days of my life. Oh, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that one thing will I seek for.
He was already the king.
That I may dwell in the
he
house
was already rich.
Of the Lord.
But he wanted to be in the house
to
of the Lord.
The beauty.
Don't you think God would really like him?
Yeah. To inquire in his temple all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end.
Hallelujah. Are you surprised that God saw David killing his friend Uriah and taking his friend's wife? And it looks as if God is not really concentrating on that. Huh? And he says, he's a man after my own heart. How many kind of understand God? Be there and don't understand. Yeah. You don't get people to like you. To love you. Yes. God is looking for people who like him. Who love him. Yes. When you are a rich man, you never know when somebody likes you. Every girl... It's like, which one is it, Wi-Fi or Bluetooth? Which picks the strongest signal or the Wi-Fi? It picks the strongest. It's attracted to the strongest. It's Wi-Fi. Yeah, Wi-Fi. Yeah. Girls are attracted to important people, princes, kings, presidents, age, power, money. And so God knows it very well. God is very powerful, but he wants people who like him and people who love him, not people who want his money or his prosperity or his long life or his healing. But they just want him. Sometimes, you know, more than once I've told God I feel so sorry and I apologize to him how people don't like him. Do you think people like God? No, people don't like God. I read this book, The Fall of Lucifer, when Jesus came down and then the angels were discussing and they were saying that the Nazarene, they call him the Nazarene, they said that his message is not being received. People are not receiving him. And it's true. When Jesus came, people were not receiving him. They didn't receive him. They didn't accept him. And they killed him. People don't like God. Most people are interested in God. Is it not amazing? Yeah. So if you find one or two people who love God, oh yes. So I want to say to every lay person, because amongst lay pastors and lay people, you have people who really love God. And I want to encourage you, follow your love for God. Follow your love for God. If you find yourself really loving God, it's a great blessing you have in your heart to be somebody who likes God. It's not so common. Not so common. Follow that love. That's why Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? Do you like me? You love me to feed my sheep. How are you going to show God you love him? Can you have sex with God? Can you buy God chocolate? Can you buy a card with God for God? Can you marry God? You can't do all these things that you do for a woman when you want to show that you love her. Yes. Haven't you said you want to sleep with somebody because you love her? Why do you people look at me? I feel as if it's this type of feeling again. In this area is happening again. Like they don't really understand what I'm talking about. Is there any oblique something in this? There's something oblique here. That's here. Look, some showers of blessing to. Where is the water? You've come without. Okay, it's too late. It's too late. You came without ammunition. I should come more and preach in this direction. I think I have to preach on this side. I'm going to be preaching in this direction. I think this is a more this area. All right. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? You love the Lord. Yes. You must love the Lord. Do you love me? You love me. Feed my sheep. You can't show God any way out of love. You love him. You can't show this. I mean, you tell me how to show God you love him.
That's right.
Yes. You can't show God love. But he's shown you, says, if you love me, feed my sheep. You love me, feed my sheep. Three times he told. Perhaps the great, listen, are you listening?
Yeah.
The greatest way you can ever show God that you love him is to feed his sheep and to look after his little sheep and little lambs. Perhaps this is the greatest expression ever of your love for Jesus. And think about it, somebody's child. If somebody is not around, you see the person's child. Show love. Show love. I mean, recently I saw some people showing kindness to my son. And I knew that they were showing kindness to my son because of me. I saw a lot of them. Different people. This one was doing this. This one was doing. And they were showing him kindness. And I knew they were doing it because of me. I had no delusions. If one of them told him, it's because of your father we are doing this. I want you to know. That's true. I mean, why take somebody's family problems into your life If it wasn't for love. That's what Jesus said. You love me. Please show the kindness to this person. Yes. And as you grow, you will see. When you see somebody's child, you say, my love for this person, I want to do something for the baby or the child or the person. It's true. And Jesus is saying, perhaps the greatest way you can show your love for him is to love his sheep. Wow. Love them. Just love. I don't pastor people for money. Ah, then you are not a pastor. If you are looking for something from the people, no. When you have a loving father's heart, you don't look for money. You look at the people and you see their needs. When you are a real pastor, you even find it difficult to take offerings. You look at the people and you know all their problems. You feel difficult to take offerings. I had to be rebuked and corrected before I was able to take offerings. Why? What is happening? They went for ammunition. You must love the Lord. Are you listening? Listen. This is a good reason for serving the Lord.
We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called. I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of a man the things God has prepared for those who love him. You must love the Lord. Give him all your heart.
You must love the Lord.
You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord. Give him your very heart. You must love the because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I've set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him, I will honor him. You must love the Lord. Give him all your heart.
Are you going to give him your heart?
You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord. Give him your very heart. You must love the Creator, your Savior. He died for you because he really loves you. Oh, you must love the Lord. Give him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord. Your very must love him. You must love him, sweet Jesus. Give him your very heart. With all life he'll satisfy you and show you his salvation. Love him, tell him you love him. Show that you love him, and say that you love him. You must love the Lord. Tell him you love him, say that you love him. You must love the Lord. Hey, tell him you love him, say that you love him. You must love the Lord.
Tell him
you love him. Show that you love him. You must love him. Tell him you love him.
Say it.
Say that you love him. Show that you love him. You must love him.
Hallelujah. Now, the third reason why you must be in full-time ministry is to fulfill your calling. And the fourth reason is to finish your work. Amen. Now, one time I had a dream or a vision, and in this vision I was having dinner with some people, and all the people I was having dinner with were dead. Hey! Now, they were two people actually, and they were visiting me in my house. So we sat at the dinner table. I remember clearly. And there were two brothers who had been pastors on earth, but they had died some time ago, and they came back from heaven to come and visit. They were, as I said, they were actually visiting the earth and they were going back. So their last thing was to stop at my house. So I asked them, how was their visit to the earth? And they said, oh, one of them was saying, you know, it was very disappointing. I said, why? They said, no one was interested in their preaching. No one was interested in their songs. Their songs were not working. They especially mentioned the songs, preaching. Everything was like outdated. They were not really interested in them. And then one of them pointed to me and said, you have your best chance now. If you want to do anything, do it now. He said, after, people will not be interested in what you are doing. Yeah, this is your chance. He said, this is your chance now. We've come. No one is interested in our things. Yes. And think about it. People who are dead and gone, many people are not interested in their books, in their songs, in their messages, in whatever they were saying. People, it's past. This is the time. You know, last year, I felt the Lord telling me, there's nothing like gnashing of teeth. Gnashing is like regret. You regret. You want to go back. You want to reverse the time. And I think God has given me a little bit of experience of that. You know, Dr. Go was telling me the other time that he did an exam and there were, I think, 3 questions or 4 questions. So he did everything and he came out and everybody was asking about question 4. You know, and he said, which question 4? Because he did 3. Then when he said, no, it's at the back. He said, at the back. And he looked at the back. He almost wee-weed on himself. He had not seen it. And he finished and was watching. Everybody was, what is it? It's easy. It's finished. And he was gnashing his teeth. He wanted to go back into the room and do question 4. Recently, I felt the Lord was telling us, I told the crusade people, I said, we'll be in Kenya. I gave them the date. I said, we'll be in Kenya by this date, crusade. I said, let's go faster. We have to get to Kenya. Let's cross, because we've gone through all the countries. Here, Malawi, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, going up Uganda, up to Kenya. I said, we go Kenya. I said, we go Ethiopia by December, I told them. Ethiopia by December. No, wait. Shh. I'm telling you a story. You've not understood the story. Just as we were, but we didn't get there by the December. We were like almost a year late. And just as we were entering Kenya, then the bombing happened. And now it was difficult for me to decide to take everybody in there. Even if I don't mind myself, it's a lot of people I'm taking there to go and do things with. So I have to take a decision that's responsible. So after the bombing, we couldn't go to Kenya. So I always look back and I said to the people, Prince, I go, you know, remember when I said we go Ethiopia by December? By January, December, we are in there, Ethiopia. If we had gone there, we would have been coming back to these other places. That was like, so now you want to go back. You want to go back. I pray you never want to go back. I don't want to say I want to go back. Tell somebody, I don't want to say I want to go back. I don't want to say I want to go back to do some more. Hey, this is your best time. And one of the reasons to do it full time is to finish it. You know, one day I was going somewhere to wait on God for a week, a whole week. And I had in mind what I was going to pray about. When I opened the door to the place I was going to stay, then I heard a voice saying, pray that you may finish your ministry. It was like a thunderbolt. Oh! I said, "Hey, what topic is this? Pray that you may finish." Most people don't finish. If you do something every Tuesday and Sunday for 10 years, or you do something every day for 3 years, are you not going to do more in the 3 years than you do Tuesday and Sunday, spread it out over 10 years and 20 years? 2 days a week times 20 years is 40. 7 times 5 years is 35. You have already done more. Or? Calculation. Let's do the calculation. 2 times a week times 10 years is how much? 20. 7 times a week times 3 years. In 3 years, you get 21 points. Just 3 years. This other one, 10 years. You haven't even achieved what you have achieved in 3 years. Please, let's do the calculation again, because I can see the art students are not following me at all. We are closing. We are supposed to close in 5 minutes. Listen, let's do the calculation. You are working for God 2 times a week on Tuesdays and on Sundays, isn't it? For 10 years. So 2 times 10, okay, is how much? 20. Now you come into full-time ministry and you are working for God 7 days a week. 7 days times 3 years instead of 10 years. How much you get? 21. So in 3 years, you have done more than you've done in 10 years. You've already passed the 10 years. So that is why I say that to fulfill your ministry or to finish your work, you should do it full time. Yes. So when the Bible says fulfill your ministry, or Paul said, I have finished my course. Paul finished before he died. It's to apply yourself fully and do the work. Yeah. As for people saying, I want to go back, it's going to happen big time. The song is a prophecy. I don't want to say I want to go back. Yes. I don't want to say I want to go back. Hey. I don't want to ever say, I want to go back to do some more for Jesus. I want to give everything all out. So all of you young kiddyboops and kiddybabs, we are going all out for Jesus. Amen. Yes, we're going all out. We're going to every island.
Every city.
Every city.
Every city.
Every island.
Every city.
We are shaking the islands. We are shaking the islands. When I say we are shaking the islands, I say we are shaking the cities. We are shaking the islands. We are shaking the islands. I don't want to say, I want to go back. Do you want to say, oh, I want to go back. I want to go back. I want to go back. Look at me already. I'm saying I want to go back already so that I can go to Kenya. I want to have Kenyan souls. And I want to go to Ethiopia to have Ethiopian souls. When we went to Ethiopia, they told us, no, the country is not stable. You can't have a crusade. Wow. All right. What are the four good reasons you have for being in full-time ministry? Number one, because you love God. Number two, because you fear God. Number three, to fulfill your calling. Number four, to finish your work. Amen. And number five, to travel. How can you travel if you have to be at work at 2-7 o'clock in the morning? Wow. Paul said, in journeys often. In journeys often. Amen. And but six, you must enter full-time ministry so that you can be sent somewhere. Some of you can't be sent because your boss is calling you. You better report tomorrow morning, otherwise you are finished. You can't pay your rent. You are done for. Hey. But God is going to give you the ability to be in full-time ministry. One day, many of you will be working for the Lord. You'll be in churches. You'll be building churches. You'll be doing the work of the ministry. You'll be in full-time ministry. People will call you the priest in the town. You are the priest in the town. You are the pastor in the town. What a blessing. Father, thank you for these wonderful children who are going to serve you with all their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.